Nolte, Pro-Grooming Disney's favorability rating plummets 53 points in 1 year. By John Nolte on May 16, 2022. In a new poll, far-left NBC News buried a devastating find about the shameless child grooming degenerates at Disney. Rather than report out Disney's favorability crash, NBC ignored it altogether. Other outlets dishonestly reported on the find as some sort of triumph over Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, but here's the thing. The child grooming degenerates at the Walt Disney Company are in serious trouble. The brand has been smashed to pieces. When you're a once universally beloved multinational corporation that is now barely polling better than a politician, what more is there to say? So here's the rundown of Disney's net favorability rating since 2017. For those not familiar with the polling lingo, net favorability simply subtracts your unfavorable rating from your favorable rating. If 17% of the public view you unfavorably and 80% view you favorably, your net favorability is plus 63 points. On the flip side, if 80% view you unfavorably and 17% view you favorably, your net favorability is minus 63 points. The internals are no longer available for this 2017 morning consult poll, but we do know that 5 years ago, Disney's net favorability rating was a very healthy plus 63%. About 14 months ago, Public Opinion Strategies found that Disney still had a very favorable image among Americans, a net favorability rating of plus 56, 77% favorable / 21% unfavorable. Oh, but what a difference the year makes, a year filled with Disney coming out of the closet to openly advocate for schools to sexually groom prepubescent children with gay porn and anti-science transsexual voodoo. In a poll released over the weekend, NBC found and hid the fact that Disney's net favorability rating has crashed 53 points to a devastating plus 3. A fall from a plus 56 to just a plus 3 in 1 year. Those numbers are fine for a politician. They are death for a corporation. NBC found that only 33% of those polled had a positive opinion of Disney, while 30% felt unfavorably towards the degenerate child grooming company. That's only a single point better than Governor DeSantis, who sits at plus 2, 28% favorable, 26% unfavorable. And this is a national poll where Disney has close to 100% name recognition and 31% don't know DeSantis. As I said above, some outlets are dishonestly spinning this as a win for Disney, which is beyond pathetic. No corporation, especially a corporation like Disney, wants to poll like a politician. But this is exactly what these sick, child abusers deserve. Disney is supposed to protect the innocence of children, is supposed to create content that helps children to grow into healthy, stable, confident adults. Well, over the last year, Disney did a 180. Disney has declared war on America's children with a stated crusade meant to sexualize innocent children with gay porn and transsexual propaganda. Disney is now looking to violate the innocence of children and twist normal, healthy kids into the kind of confused, sexualized, and damaged neurotics child rapists prey on. Disney has made no secret of its child abuse agenda, and now it is paying a steep price. And unless there's a full-scale enema over there, that company of shitcos hasn't even begun to finish paying. Along with its brand, the stock has tanked from $156 1 year ago to just $107 today. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.